Earlier this month, the Kickstart Alma Action Plan was unveiled to the public. The plan, which is a strategic blueprint for the growth and development of the city over the next 5 years, was created as a result of public forums and action teams working together over the course of 9 months. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited Alma to find out more about plans for the town's future, and she has this report.
To create the Kickstart Alma Action Plan, the Alma community worked with the University of Central Arkansas's Community Development Institute and the Breakthrough Solutions Program at the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service. Amy Whitehead is director of UCA's Center for Community and Economic Development, which oversees the Community Development Institute program.
It was started to provide a centralized location to train community developers and economic developers, which might mean chamber executives, nonprofit leaders, elected officials, or even community volunteers. Anyone who has an interest in improving their quality of life and place and growing their economic base. So UCA began that training in 1987, and it's now become a national program. So there are 5 other locations in the United States of the Community Development Institute, but it started right here in Arkansas.
The Kickstart program is a fairly new initiative. Now in its 4th year, the program has previously worked with the communities of Paris, Lonoke, and Heber Springs.
This is an outgrowth of our Community Development Institute. We have professionals from Arkansas and all the surrounding states who come through the Community Development Institute. It's a 3-year program. Once they graduate from that program, they have an option to come back for an advanced year course. And this is where those professionals really take what they've learned through the institute and they are deployed out to a community to look at it with fresh eyes and tell the community leaders the good, the bad, and the ugly, and give them some recommendations for how they might move their community forward.
Alma Mayor Keith Green says after months of working on an action plan, he's pleased with the results.
I think it's just been fantastic. And from my standpoint of seeing it, like I say, we've all worked hard for 9 months. But the people that we had to show that we had the capability and the interest were the folks at the University of Central Arkansas and the University of Arkansas, the extension program. They're part of that. So you got 2 major universities there, and those folks, they were satisfied with our direction and the effort that we put into the program. So I think that's important. Speaks a lot for the folks here in Alma. They love their city, and they want things to go the right direction.
The city now has several goals, including revitalizing downtown. Green says a big part of that includes a nearly $2.5 million project to improve the area with new roads, streetlights, and landscaping.
It'll change our parking around where it'll be parallel parking rather than the angle parking that's been there for so many years. And we'll have some off-street parking where we remove some old buildings that were in disrepair, you know, different things like that. And that's got folks excited. I mean, and we've got a lot of possibilities. We've got one developer that hopefully will continue his interest in a 6 storefront type building like they have up in Fayetteville with maybe apartments on the top, which would be a good addition to downtown. Plus the fact that we have a lot of people that have interest in coming to Alma to live. We just don't have enough places for them to rent. And housing is starting to recover a little bit. I mean, I think probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 or 40 new homes last year. And we've still got some permits that are starting out this year, which is good.
Other goals include job creation and supporting recreational activities and facilities.
We're talking about a new bike trail up north of the lake, which is going to be, if it comes together now, it would be about a 10-mile addition to a 4-mile walking trail that we've got around the lake right now. And we have another project that we're working on. It's a 50-acre park right here with the city. We've got 2 families that have been so kind to want to donate those 50 acres for this park. So we're in the process of applying for a matching grant that would allow us to develop that.
The Kickstart ALMA Action Plan also suggests creating public festivals and events that draw residents and tourists to the community. Possible ways of accomplishing this goal include creating an annual Christmas parade and beginning to plan the 150th anniversary of ALMA. Mayor Keith Green says a team of community leaders will keep the Kickstart ALMA initiative progressing. However, Amy Whitehead, director of UCA's Center for Community and Economic Development, says her organization is available for consultation.
Now that we've unveiled the plan, we are hopeful that they have a structure in place and they have built their own capacity to begin to implement this plan on their own. However, we are committed to the community, and we will continue to have a coaching role more behind the scenes now as we move forward. But once you get connected with the university, we're invested in your outcomes, and we're going to continue to support them as they need it.
Whitehead says it's a valuable experience for Institute participants to use what they've learned in a real-world setting.
But we also want to make sure that the community gets something out of it, too. And that's why we feel it's important that we do that follow-up, so that we're not just flying in and out of the community and not giving them something substantive that they can work on long term. So we really feel like this is an important component of the university's public service and lifelong learning mission. And so this is just another way that the university can help fulfill that role. And we think it's very important for communities to have a vision and a plan for the future. Not all communities have that level of leadership or are ready to do that, but we feel like it's a critical step for the success of any community.
The Kickstart program is preparing for its fifth year, and Whitehead says the town of Sheridan will be the next participant. To read the Kickstart ALMA Action Plan, you can visit cityofalma.org and search under the News and Announcements section. You can also keep up with the progress of the project at facebook.com/KickstartALMA. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And you can share this story and many of our other stories through email and social media with links that we provide at ozarksatlarge.com.